Good morning. A dry and comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England. Thicker clouds in central and western New England, while to the east, more effects of Jose with rough surf, stronger winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, and an occasional squall. But here in the interior sections of the region, maybe a wind gust to 20 miles per hour and some passing high and mid-level clouds with the northwest fringe of the now post-tropical cyclone. As we get into the day today, we'll have that filtered sunshine still, though temperatures will find their way into the upper 70s and lower 80s again, and the humidity will stay down, so it will be comfortable right on through the evening, which will lead to a clear night and temperatures back into the 50s. Areas of fog will develop toward tomorrow morning and sunrise. Speaking of tomorrow, even warmer, with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower and mid-80s for afternoon highs. The humidity, while it will stay low for most of the day, it'll start to creep up toward evening. The humidity will begin to climb even more tomorrow night, and it will feel like the middle of summer around here on Sunday. With hazy sun, it will be hot and humid, with high temperatures near record levels in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. In fact, the heat and humidity last into the day on Monday, with mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s again, before we see readings drop back into the mid-80s, though with mostly sunny skies and increased humidity on Tuesday. At this point, we'll track a front our way from the Great Lakes for the middle and latter portion of next week. That could bring us a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday. By Thursday afternoon, we'll be back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Hurricane Maria, located now about 35 miles east-northeast of Grand Turk Island and about 490 miles east-southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas. Maria is moving toward the northwest near 7 miles per hour, and a motion toward the north-northwest is expected later today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, Maria's eye will move near or just east of the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas today. Maximum sustained winds are near 125 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. An additional 3 to 6 inches of rain is expected for Puerto Rico, bringing isolated maximum stored total amounts to 40 inches. Rainfall here in the Turks and Caicos, the Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas is causing life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. The Hurricane Center is also tracking post-tropical cyclone Jose, located 125 miles southeast of Nantucket. Jose is moving toward the west near 2 miles per hour and is expected to meander well off the coast of the southeastern portion of New England for the next several days. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast for the next 48 hours. Jose is a large system, though, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 220 miles from the center. A sustained wind of 43 miles per hour with a gust of 53 miles per hour was officially reported at a site on Block Island. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect from Woods Hole to Sagamore Beach, including Cape Cod, for strong winds, rip currents, and coastal flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 85 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with an east wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 53, 84% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, breezy, near 80. Boston, cloudy and windy with showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 72. That's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.57 inches for the month, that's 34 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.99 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 31, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:52 p.m., 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy periods with sunny breaks today, breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies with sunny breaks and temperatures in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still comfortable humidity in the mid-80s. Sunny, hot, and humid Sunday, upper 80s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid Monday in the upper 80s. Still very warm in the mid-80s with mostly sunny skies and increased humidity Tuesday. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm both Wednesday and Thursday. Temperatures back into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.